Conference muted.
So good evening and welcome to the Baby Boomer Social Media Business Building Teleseminar. I'd like to say welcome and thank you very much for spending your time with me. My name is Carla McNeil and you can reach me at Carla@butterflynetworking.com with your social media questions. That's Carla@butterfly, B-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-Y, networking, N-E-T-W-O-R-K-I-N-G.com. And this is a preview call for the four-week webinar series that I've put together for you, so that you can learn how to use social media. Because if you're a baby boomer like me, I'm a baby boomer, and you take a look at that social media and it's like, oh my gosh, where do you start? There is so much out there for our consumption these days. It's just overwhelming. It's really overwhelming. And I know when I first started with social media, it was like, oh my gosh, where do I start? There is so much. There's so much to learn. There's so much to do. What do I got to do first? Any of you recognize that one or those? It really, really can be just an intimidating experience in getting started. Where do you start? Do you start with Twitter? Do you start with LinkedIn? Do you start with Facebook? Do you start with MySpace? There is so much out there. So that is one of the things that I want to address on this free preview teleseminar. Because if you have a home-based business and you are not getting as many clients and customers and contacts as you would like, it's costing you. It's costing you time freedom for later on. It's going to take longer in order to achieve your goals, to get as many clients and customers as you want. And it's always so much easier to solve a challenge, to learn a new thing when someone else shows you how. One of my great Live Out Loud buddies, Fiona down in Australia, is the one who used that the first time and I saw that and I thought, oh my gosh, that is so true. It's so much easier when someone shows you how. And that's what I want to do. I want to show you, all you other baby boomers, how. And part of the reason that I know when I had difficulty in the beginning is there is just so much. And when you don't know about social media and what it can do for you and where the power applications are and some of the different tools and techniques that you can use, there is no way that you are going to be able to solve the problem with the knowledge that you already have. And by finding someone that you trust that provides good information that you can use is one of the biggest, biggest benefits that you're going to get from finding me. Because you can go to butterflynetworking.com and up on the top right-hand corner there is a place for you to put your email and your name. And what's going to happen is you're going to receive free, no charge, 30 days of emails that will assist you in learning how to set yourself up and get started with social media. They are for the four major ones, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And it's free. It's excellent information. It took me a long time to learn that information. And I'm passing that on to you. And I'm passing that on to you for free to prove to you that I'm trustworthy. That's it. That's all it is. Because there are so many people out there today on the in online who aren't trustworthy. And you have every right to be checking people out, to looking around, checking out different people. And that's why I offer such a great bit of information for you. So go to butterflynetworking.com and sign up for those three free 30 days of emails. Now, what I promised for this call here tonight is, are the three things, are the strategies for getting started with social media, tips on how to make your presence stand out, and how to save boatloads of time and still make money. One of the biggest strategies that you can adopt right off the bat with all your social media is the branding, and it starts with you. Now, I have a website called butterflynetworking.com. It's not about Carla McNeil. It's about butterflynetworking.com. However, my Facebook account and my Twitter account are for Carla McNeil, because as I develop and grow as an online entrepreneur, I will, I'm sure, do more business online. And just like you will too, when you decide that you're going to take that step out right now and you're going to learn how to do this, you're going to learn how to develop your online presence, it starts with you. And then when you build starting from you, pardon me, and you diversify and you get out into different things, then it's okay. It's still you. So butterfly networking is a piece of what I do. Retire with Carla is a piece of what I do. And from slave camp to freedom is a piece of what I do. Just like you will do the same thing one day, maybe real soon. So it starts with you. And what you want to do is you want to find someone who is doing what you already do. And you want to not, you don't want to copy what they're doing, but you want to adapt what they're doing to what fits you. Now, I personally have found five people that I follow, that I adapted, I emulate, I do the things that they are doing, but I do them in the style of Carla McNeil. Just like you will do them in the style of Jackie or in the style of Dawn or in the style of Greg, you will use your own style. And adapting who you are to what they teach, to what they demonstrate, I mean, you can learn a lot just by looking at someone else's Twitter stream about how to do business. Just look at it and see what they do. It is amazing, but it does start with you. So you want to go out there and you want to get your profiles on all of those different things in your own name. And you want to do that as quickly as possible because your own name already may not be available. So you're going to want to do that as soon as you can, just to make sure that your name is available. And then the next strategy about getting started with social media is it is about giving back and building social equity. Are you in this to serve people? Are you in this to give back? Because that's what the game is all about. It's people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And if you go out there, and I have seen so many people do this, go out and they just get a whole boatload of affiliate links and they just bombard people with link after link after link after link. Now, granted, that may make them a little bit of money in the beginning, but long term, that's not sustainable. It's just not sustainable because they're not giving back. It's all about them. So giving back is a huge part of social equity. So just a little side note here. So on your Twitter account, you don't know what to do in the beginning, you can just simply put out some quotes or some links to information that you find valuable about your own business or your own niche. It doesn't have to be your own. It's just something that you learned from, that you enjoyed. I mean, I share a number of articles. I share posts from other people, things that I personally have found interesting that have helped me develop and grow in my business. So that's about the giving back and building that social equity. Consider social media a part of your job. You need to set aside a certain amount of time per day. And as you get better and better and better at it, that time does get shorter. And as you learn to integrate a number of tools, that time definitely gets shorter. Learn to set aside a certain amount of time per day. You can't be interrupted. You sit down. You go into your Facebook. There are all the different tasks that you need to do in Facebook on a daily basis. You do those. You get those done. You close that down. You move over to Twitter. You move over to YouTube. You get in there and you get those things done on a daily basis. Now, you wouldn't be going to a job somewhere and just sitting around and doing nothing. You go to your job to do your job. Social media in your brain, in your heart, in your mind needs to also be your job. It's what you do. Now, just because it happens to be fun, that's okay. But that is part of your job. That's what you do. And the last strategy is you must maintain your profiles. You've got to be active and you've got to engage people. Now, for some of you, that's going to be really easy. For some of you, you're going to have to sit down and write out exactly what that looks like, what you're going to do, and how you're going to do it. But you must be consistent. You must be reliable. If people are going to get to know, like, and trust you, they're going to want to know that you're going to be there to answer the questions. And if you're not going to be there, they want to know why, right? Just like if you went to your favorite grocery store at your grocery shopping time at whatever it is, you know, 5 o'clock on Friday night, 6 o'clock on Sunday morning, you go to your and it's closed. Now, what's that all about? The same consistency that you expect from the people that you buy from, you need to be able to maintain that in your own business. So one of the things you want to do is don't start, I did this wrong in the beginning. I was so gung-ho and I was in there doing blah, blah, but I couldn't maintain it. I have the other things in my life, and in the beginning when I was doing the learning, I was in there constantly, but I couldn't maintain it, and it fell off. So I wasn't consistent, and I wasn't showing some real reliability. So what you do there is you decide, okay, so I'm going to learn this. How much time can I reasonably dedicate to my social? Can I dedicate 15 minutes an evening, an hour a day, 12 hours a week, whatever it fits best into your schedule? And then just maintain that consistency. Just maintain it. Now, granted, sure, there are going to be some days that you get sidetracked onto something else or something comes up that you must do. My niece turned 13. You got to celebrate that 13th birthday, right? And so that took my evening. But I'll be right back on track doing what I normally do today and for the others. So learning up front, deciding up front how much time you're going to dedicate to your social media And do yourself a favor. Be very realistic about it. Now, I personally am one of those ones who always overestimates or underestimates how much time it's going to take me to do something. And I usually schedule more than I get done, which means I have quite a few late nights. So what I've had to learn to do is to say, okay, this is how much time I'm going to take. This is what I want to get done. And then I have to half what I want to get done. Or I have to double my time. I've learned that that's just my first initial impressions. So you're going to have your own way that you know how much time you need in order to get something done. So the four strategies for getting started with social media are, it really does start with one person, and that person is you. You want to find some people who are doing what you want to do on social media, and you want to adapt what they're doing in your own personality. You don't want to copy them, you just want to adapt. Social media is about giving back. It's about building that social equity, making it so that people will know, like, and trust you, and that way they will buy from you. Consider social media a part of your job, and maintain, be active, and engage. So social media is different. And one of the things you must never do is to direct sell to your social media. You want to filter people through something that's free. Just like I am doing this free teleseminar. And yes, this is a preview teleseminar to the Butterfly Networking webinar, where we will go over exactly how you do some of the strategies. And then I'm also going to go a little bit into some of the detail on a couple of the applications. But, so I'm doing a free teleseminar. I'm actually getting set to do a free webinar pretty soon, too. Learning a little bit more about that today. I'm also asking you to go over to butterflynetworking.com and sign up for the free 30 days of instructional emails on how to use Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So, filtering people through something that's free. Now, I already talked about the why of this. The why is so people will know, like, and trust. Know that I provide good information. Know that I'm there, that there's a number of the emails that you will receive over the 30 days where I say, send me your questions, and I answer them. Send me your questions, and I answer them. Remember, trust has to be at the forefront of everything that you do in social media. It really is important. So, I want to get into a little bit of the specifics of Twitter and what we will cover in more detail on the webinar. There are some basic commands in Twitter, and one is called an @reply, and that's when it's a message that's sent from one person to another, and it's public. So you are replying to someone else. That's why it's the @ and a reply. But it's public. So you can have public conversations on Twitter. You can choose to make them public. Now, you can also go into your settings and choose so that they, whether or not your @replies are seen. But if you definitely don't want your tweets between you and your friend George to be seen by everyone, then you can do what's called a direct message. And they are private messages that are sent directly from one user to another. And the difference is that with the @reply, other people can actually see your tweet. And with the direct message, they don't. Now, why would you want someone to see your at reply? The reason is that you could be sparking the interest of someone else. And it's a really quick way to reply to someone or to communicate with someone. And it's also possible that you are creating interest and building attraction and interaction with other Twitter users. It's really that simple. I call Twitter the speed dating of social media. It's just amazing. A quick story. My account a number of months ago was involved in one of the little Twitter break-ins, and I did not have Twitter for, I think it was 3 or 4 days, and I noticed a dramatic difference in the amount of people who were reading my articles over on ezinearticles.com. Just because I was no longer able to tweet about the fact that I had an article coming out, one just got posted, have you seen this one? I wasn't able to tweet about any of my articles, and I noticed a dramatic difference in the number of people who were reading them just because I couldn't go on Twitter. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. Now, another thing about Twitter is what's called a retweet. And that's RT, retweet. And it isn't an official Twitter command, but people precede the updates of someone else with an RT. So if I were to go in and retweet something that Jeff Herring, I follow Jeff Herring. I've learned a lot from Jeff Herring on article marketing. So I would type in RT space, and then I'd go the @ Jeff Herring. Now that would give Jeff the credit, because you got to give credit where credit's due, that I had given him the credit for this tweet. Now, often I tweet some of his links to his articles as well, but what I'm doing is I am, I'm telling the people who follow me on Twitter that this is a good guy. He provides good information. This is a good tweet. This is coming from a good person. And so retweeting shows where your interests lie, who you like, and who you support. And it also shows that you've got some pretty interesting information to share. So retweeting is extremely powerful. And you also want to thank people for retweeting. It's pretty powerful. So a little bit about how to save boatloads of time and still make money. There are hundreds of applications and other programs that can work between the Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And there are more and more coming up every day. And I want to recommend two right now for you. And one is called ping.fm. And you can go to ping.fm, and it takes a while in the beginning. You have to sign up, register all your different accounts within the ping.fm. But then what you can do is you can type in an update into the ping.fm box, which the box looks the same size as the one on Twitter, and you can update as many accounts as you're registered for in ping.fm all at once. I have 12 in there. Now, I don't put everything in there, but it's possible just to go in, I need a drink of water, and update once and have it go out to all 12 accounts. So that's going to save you some boatloads of time. Another one that I'm kind of partial to, because they're also Canadian, is Hootsuite. Hootsuite. And Hootsuite also allows you to follow some of your lists on Twitter, and lists on Twitter are so powerful. Follow your lists on Twitter to schedule tweets, a number of very powerful things that you can do using Hootsuite. Now, both ping.fm and hootsuite.com are free programs. And you know what? I just want to double check, because I think Hootsuite might have an E in it. Just let me double check. Nope, this doesn't. Hootsuite.com. Hootsuite.com. So those are two very powerful programs that you can use right now to save yourself boatloads of time and energy and assist you in engaging more. Because the beauty of Hootsuite, I love Hootsuite, is that I can schedule tweets to go out and posts to go on my Facebook wall when I'm not around. It works really, really well that way. So that way you can actually be a little bit more consistent in your presence. You're going to be maintaining your presence online and being active and engaging. So this is a preview call for the Baby Boomer webinar series that I have created called Baby Boomers Rock Your Business with Social Media. And this is a 4-week webinar series that starts on Monday, March the 22nd at 5:30 Pacific, and it goes for 1 hour. And we will go through in detail with live webinars using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And we will go through how to get those accounts set up and how to use them to engage people and you can find customers and clients and contacts online. The price for that is $97. But because you're listening online tonight, special for the first 3 people of $67 for 4 weeks. It's a pretty amazing, amazing price. So you can go to butterflynetworking.com/webinar, WEBINAR, and the first 3 people signed up for that at $67. And as a bonus, what you will get as a bonus when you sign up for the webinar is a copy of my ebook called How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go. That was a fun one to write. You will also receive access to priority access, VIP access to me to answer your questions during the webinars, in between the webinars, and for 2 weeks following the webinar. You will get that VIP priority access. Learning how to use social media can be a lot of fun. And it can be a lot of fun when someone shows you how. And you just have to get in there and follow the steps. I love social media. It's fun, but there are times where I was ready to throw my computer out the window. I'm sure you've been in the same boat. By going to butterflynetworking.com, signing up for the 4-week webinar starting on March the 22nd, you will be able to make your life a lot easier, and you will learn to find those customers, clients, and contacts online a lot faster than you would have without someone showing you how, showing you the way. So I want you to go over to butterflynetworking.com/webinar, sign yourself up, and if by any chance you are not able to join the webinars live, you will be able to put your questions in advance, and you will get access to the recordings afterwards. So you will be able to go through the recordings at your leisure. You can do what I have often done with recorded webinars is open two windows and have them side by side and just, you know, pause it, do whatever it said, pause, keep it going, pause it, do it, whatever it said, and have them going side by side. That's the beauty of having a recorded webinar. So it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you here tonight about the strategies of getting started with social media, tips on how to make your presence stand out, and how to save boatloads of time and still make money. I want to thank you for joining me both live here today and on the recording. And go to www.butterflynetworking.com/webinar. And I will see you on the other side and look forward to the journey of social media with you, with Baby Boomers Rock Your Business with Social Media. Thanks for listening and have some fun.